Immediately after hearing our gospel passage today, after getting past all the names of the rulers and where they ruled, an image came to my mind. I began to imagine road construction. Yeah, I know. It's not the image that brings the most pleasant ideas for the kingdom of God, right? I imagine orange cones and constrained lanes and traffic delays, and of course, that endless process where it feels like construction is never over. Yet the reality is, despite the frustrations that come with road construction, a lack of maintenance and construction on our roads would eventually mean that our roadways would be full of cracks and potholes. So it becomes necessary to fix and maintain the structure, to repair the roads, so we invest our time and resources into this repair. In fact, it's kind of funny, when those resources are not being used or not available, there are stories that come out of private citizens who decide they're going to fix the potholes themselves. There's a story from Jackson, Mississippi, where a gentleman called, this is great, the Pothole Robin Hood would break into the city center, steal asphalt, and then go fill in potholes. Kind of a nice play on steal from the rich and give to the poor, right? Steal from the government and put the asphalt into the holes, right? Or more recently, we saw an ad from Domino's, who was sending out paving trucks that were painted blue and red, finding potholes and paving the pothole. And then they would leave a nice Domino's logo on it because, you know, they can't miss a chance. And I think their argument was the best. The reason we're gonna do this is when our delivery drivers take the pizza from our store to your home, we don't want anything to happen to the pizza. Right? I mean, and I can kind of understand, I wouldn't want a pizza that has been attached to the roof of a cardboard box. But at the same time, potholes represent a big issue. If you've ever hit a pothole, it's this really frustrating moment and a slightly scary moment because you know that hitting a pothole can cause a lot of damage. You can blow out a tire because you ran over a pothole. You can do damage to the underside of your car. And if you're like me, you often then express some words right after you do it. So we repair. We prepare the way. We repair it. It's one of the ways we prepare it. For, in Domino's case, for the pizza to come across. In our case, for us to drive upon it. And in our gospel story today, we hear that John the Baptist was sent to prepare the way for Christ. But he did not prepare the way by repairing the road. Instead, he prepared the way for Christ by calling people to repentance and announcing that Christ is coming. His way of preparing was done by giving hope and the Messiah and advocating for the repair of relationship with God and each other. And like John the Baptist, we are called to prepare the way for Christ Second coming. And like John, we are called to prepare with hope and a call to repair our world. We are a people called to help repair a world that is full of cracks and potholes. We are a people who have hope in Christ, that Christ is coming again. So therefore we prepare to receive our King. But instead of focusing on our roads like John, we are called to fix those cracks and potholes on the road of life. Those places where individuals encounter holes in our society. Those moments of where they've hit something that came along and it's done damage. And it's maybe even immobilized them. Places like schools in which they're not receiving a proper education. And what we see is kids who lag behind, that they kind of hit this bad year, and then instead of show that they lag behind, until it's fixed, which is much harder to fix than it is. We hear about this in our healthcare system when we hear stories about people who get sick and they fight for their lives and they win the victory against disease to only find out that they're financially ruined. They hit a pothole. They hit a place in our society where something happened, and the way our society is, they've been closed in on. The places where people are vulnerable by the circumstances through the cracks. Places that we know need repair. Repairs that come with a mix of simple fixes and complicated restructuring. This past week, probably like many of you, I was watching the funeral for George Bush. And during the sermon, the priest highlighted George Bush's impact on that church community. And I liked it. He talked about first, he said, George Bush had this place he liked to sit in church. That was his seat. But he would let his seat go on the holidays like Christmas Eve, when they knew they had the most visitors. But also, when there was a mother who came in wrangling all of our kids, the former president of the United States would move out of the way so that she could have the seat. Or there was a story about how one day, on a colder day in Texas, the usher did not have a jacket. So he took his jacket off and gave it to him. Those kind of small acts. But what I thought was the most impressive is the way people talked about his view of his calling. He always talked about the idea of betterment of society. And that was his kind of vision of what he projected forward. And it's one of those moments where you don't always have to agree with the way somebody does something, but you can appreciate their intent. And when I looked at the story and you hear these stories that are coming out, I hear the intent that we hear in our gospel story today. The work to prepare the world for the coming of Christ. We prepare by making our world better, because there are lots of cracks that make this world very tough. Places where people fall through, and we pave because we don't want to see people go through. We do it to not only make Christ's jobs easier, but to make our lives better. And we do this because of our acts of faith. We do it because of faith. Faith that comes out as small acts of kindness, reaching out to somebody just in the brief need, whether it's money or food, or we do it in longer changes. Our good gifts for the ELCA, I actually believe are a longer change. We talk about the hope that if I can give you a cow today, that in the future you will be able to get milk. And then you can sell that milk into the future. Meaning that we're hopefully breaking the patterns of poverty in those communities. That for generations, that means that you can then they can then send their kids to school, who can then get an education, which then means that they have a better future, which then means their society has a better future. Because people donate like you to change this world. That means when we send people to Azalea and Mentor, we try to patch that thing. We try to get them back on course, but also prevent others from falling into it. When we engage in products like, or organizations like Family Promise, our hope is we know the person has pulled off and they've hit this bump, but we're also trying to prevent it from happening again to them, knowing that it's easy to slip back into the cracks again. God calls us to prepare the way. And I go back to that first image. I think to myself sometimes, God, you want us to fix this world? It feels like construction. Orange cones, lots of delays, and sometimes a feeling of how much longer, God? Right? We ask ourselves, God, how much longer is this world going to be this way? Do you really want me to slow down and help that person out? And what I realize about it is, yes. The answer is yes, because what we find is, in God's vision of the world, we are seeking a better world. Sure, it's going to mean that it's going to take our time and our resources. It means that we're going to have to work for the betterment of our world. But I'd rather be in a better world that tries to remove the cracks that people slip into than to act like they're not there and watch people we know suffer. We prepare the way not just for God. We prepare the way because when we prepare God's way, we heal our world. And when we look out into the world, we see a lot of need. And what we find in God is a lot of hope. So we take that hope from God and we give it in need. And so I invite you this Advent season to find a way to prepare the way.